This is Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Is it possible for a person to be a sinner all of his life and then get forgiveness on his deathbed? You know, we often hear of stories told like this, individuals who supposedly have turned to the Lord at the very last minute before they die. However, we need to look at what the Bible says, not what we think, not what we feel, not what our emotions may lead us to believe, or even what others claim. In spite of what people believe, there are certain things God demands a person do in order to have forgiveness of their sins, in order to be saved. Notice these certain and undeniable truths of the Bible. One, we learn that faith is absolutely essential to go into heaven. We read in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, "Without faith it is impossible to please Him." Jesus said in John 8, verse 24, "If you believe not that I am He, ye shall die in your sins." And then the Lord mentioned in Mark 16, 16, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." So, can one be saved on his deathbed and not believe? Well, certainly not according to what the Lord said in these passages. Number two, it's absolutely essential that one repent of their sins. Jesus said in Luke 13:3, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Acts 2 and verse 38, among those on the day of Pentecost that desired to know what to do to be saved, to have forgiveness of sins, the answer from heaven through the apostles was, "Repent and be baptized for the remission of sins." In Acts 17 and verse 30, we learn that God commands all men everywhere to repent of their sins. So, can one be saved on his deathbed without repenting? Well, certainly not according to these passages. Then number three, the Bible says that confession of faith in the Lord is absolutely essential of having forgiveness of sins and going to heaven. Jesus said in Matthew 10:32, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I also confess before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven." Verse 33. Jesus made it absolutely essential to confess. And if we do not confess, then he will not confess us. In Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10 we read, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made," notice this, "unto salvation." So, can one be saved on his deathbed and not confess the sweet name of Jesus? Well, not according to these passages. And then, number four, it is absolutely essential that one would be dunked, immersed, dipped in water for the remission of their sins. Mark 16:16, Jesus said, "If you want to be saved, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." On the day of Pentecost, Acts 2:38, "Repent and be baptized for the remission or forgiveness of sins." 1 Peter 3:21 says, "Baptism doth also now save us." When Saul of Tarsus needed forgiveness, we read of him in Acts 22 and verse 16, where he was told, "Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." So, can one be saved on his deathbed without being baptized? Not if you believe the Bible. So, which of these steps can you leave out and still be saved? Can you leave out faith in the Lord? Can you leave out repenting of sins? Can you leave out confessing faith in Jesus? Can you refuse or neglect to be baptized and expect to go to heaven? No, not one. That's not my word. It's not my thinking. It's not my interpretation. It's not an historical view. It's simply what the Bible teaches. Not a man on the face of this earth can deny it, at least and stand in approval with God's will. You can no more be saved on your deathbed if you do not believe than you can if you're not baptized. One is no more or less important than the other. If, however, a person can do all of these things sincerely, from the heart, even though they're near death, then that individual can be saved. You leave one out, and there's no way in the world of being saved. So the question is, friend, have you done these things? Have you obeyed the Lord? You need to have faith in Christ. Repent of your sins, confess faith in Christ, and be baptized in order to be a new creature, to have the old man of sin washed away in the precious blood of the Lamb. This has been Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Join us again.